This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that's on your mind here. The number is 603-283-6160. We're kicking off the second hour of the program. Phones are open, as always, if you want to join the show. The number again, 603-283-6160. Joining you here tonight is Ian
and Joa.
So we had a story, but it really didn't turn out so hot about this. What was he, some sort of NFL star?
Yeah, let me bring it up real quick.
I don't know any of these people these days, you know, like...
We're talking about Super Bowl champ Chris Long.
Chris Long. Never heard of him.
I try to find the juicy part of the article here.
Yeah, because apparently he's a marijuana user, but he managed to dodge getting found out by the NFL.
Yeah, so he was worried about, you know, the drug testing. And
I'm guessing he's no longer with the NFL since he's admitting this publicly.
I don't know. Good question. I didn't really get to any of that, but he seems like he's still playing. He's just saying that he smokes every day for sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's like basically saying he's a mess, you know, 2 weeks leading up to the drug test because they all know when it's happening and he doesn't get good sleep and that sort of thing. And I guess he hasn't failed the test. And he does have, he does get it from medical in his home state. So.
Yeah, I see. I don't know enough about the NFL to really be able to comment here. I presume that they still don't allow their players to use cannabis.
I'm trying to think of the guy right now, but he came off of like a hiatus of a couple of years, and he came back into the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Long dreads. Like, people would tackle him by pulling his dreads, and it's loud because it's part of it's an extremity off you.
Yeah, yeah.
He's an active user, and... He wasn't stopping for the games, and I think he failed the test, like, with game two or something like that.
So they took him out?
I think so. Mm-hmm. I think so, and they fined him. Yeah.
In related news, in Oregon, you may have heard that in 2020, the psilocybin was legalized there, but only in a highly regulated therapeutic setting. Now, of course, Oregon, on the same ballot, at a different vote, so same ballot but a different initiative, they also essentially decriminalized all personal amounts of various different types of drugs. So Oregon, to their credit, has really moved in a really positive direction as far as the, you know, ending the insane war on drugs. Now, this doesn't mean that the war on drugs is over. It's just a step in the right direction. If you have more than a personal use amount, you will be, you know, presumably arrested for some sort of serious criminal charge. But if it's they were setting this system up to be like Portugal, where for about the last 20 years they've had this form of decrim, where you can have any kind of drug, a small amount of it, and if you get caught with it in Portugal, what they do to you is they give you a ticket, they take the drug, so it's still not a perfect system.
Yeah.
But they basically give you a ticket and they say you got to show up to this drug class. Okay, or else you got to pay $100 or 100 euro or whatever the amount is. And so, you know, then people go to the drug class and then they, you know,
that's
go through
better.
It's better than going to prison. That's for sure. And it frees up a lot of court time and it frees up a lot of police resources and things like that. And so Oregon is trying something very similar there now. And it's still, you know, pretty early. They've only really had this decrim in place for the last year or so, roughly. So it'll be interesting to look back after, say, a few years have gone by and see whether or not things have gone absolutely crazy with, you know, drug-addled people everywhere. I don't think it will.
I think one of the big factors in, like, this heavy drug use and addictions is that people are, like, embarrassed by it, and they hide themselves, and they keep themselves in secret. When you have the ability to do it amongst other people, and, like, you put other people in check, you're able to give them that hard love and be like, hey, yo, man, you're kind of overdoing this.
Yeah.
You know, you might want to calm it down. And I think that's where, you know, having a safe environment allows for that social sort of
support system.
Yeah, support system in it all.
People who are in that, you're right, the people who are in that situation, and they saw this in Portugal, where instead of a bunch of addicts dying from overdose, what they saw was people, they had fewer addicts because they were more likely to get help. They're more likely to actually go and talk to a doctor instead of being afraid that the doctor's going to call the police and have them arrested or something like that. The addicts, again, addicts aren't always going to act rationally,
but
in the case where they know they're not going to go to prison for their addiction, they may actually be more likely to seek help.
That's right.
So they actually saw addiction go down. So I bet you that's what we're going to see in Oregon in the next couple years, is the number of addicts has gone down. I haven't seen any headlines about that yet. But unfortunately, not all of Oregon was created equally, right? Like,
sure,
there's certain types of people in Oregon, mostly Eastern Oregon, they don't want to have drug decriminalization. They're the conservative types.
Right.
They're the ones who think all drugs are bad except alcohol, and that one's totally fine.
Yeah.
You know, and so they want to stop any kind of decrim. So what has happened is, even though the voters of Oregon did vote to legalize psilocybin in what they call a controlled and therapeutic setting, so you can't just go to a mushroom store and buy them. Although you should be able to. In fact, weren't you on the show last week when we talked about the mushroom store in Portland?
Yes, and the whole list of people that signed up for the mushrooms.
There was a line of people around the block that was buying mushrooms for recreational use, even though it wasn't legal, and so they raided those guys. And that's exactly what these people in the red counties in Oregon want to see happen, unfortunately. The story here from KATU.com, that despite the election results in Oregon, it has become clear where the therapeutic use of psilocybin, commonly known as magic mushrooms, will be available. Measure 109 did pass in 2020, which allowed municipalities to opt out of legalizing by sending it to the voters again. So what happened? They did. This year, each county, apparently, or maybe some counties didn't even, maybe some counties just said, no, we're not going to even put this on the ballot. But the ones that wanted this to change, it was on the ballot. And 25 of the counties in Oregon opted to opt out of this, including over 100 cities in Oregon. During a meeting leading up to the election, many of the state's rural county and city officials expressed concerns that allowing the hallucinogen in controlled settings would open up a door for black market manufacturing and sales. Do these people not understand what a black market is? The black market operates despite whatever your stupid rules are.
Right, right.
The mushrooms are already in Eastern Oregon. Before 2020, you didn't need to.
Right. They're everywhere.
Right.
I mean, they literally grow everywhere, too.
Right. I mean, I've never had experience with growing the mushrooms, but as I understand it, all you have to do is order some completely legal spores, by the way.
Right.
The spores are legal. You get, like, some kind of syringe or something, I think, that has the spores in it. And then you just have to set up like an aquarium with the right kind of, it has to have the right humidity and temperature or something like that. And then these things grow.
Sterile environment.
Right.
All you got to do is boil some cow poo
Really?
Sift it off. Yeah, sift it off. You want to boil it, get rid of some of the toxins, but you use that as a base and you pour it across popcorn kernels in a jar. Yeah, this is like how people do it. And you inoculate it with the spores.
Yeah, the spores to it. Yeah. And then how long it takes to get them to grow?
From what I know, mushrooms grow pretty quick. Mm-hmm. It's weeks, a couple weeks as they stop popping. I don't know. I actually have never done it myself. I'm just telling you that I know
You've
how to do it.
You've known people.
I've seen the
You've
process.
Seen it. Okay, okay. I'm sure anybody who wants to research this can easily find the resources to do it.
But it's probably the easiest thing to grow.
Yeah, I wonder about that, too. Now, you probably have to be on the lookout for other forms of mold that you probably don't want in there, would be my guess. So you do have to make sure you control the conditions right. But
damn tyrants.
The point is here, mushrooms are already available. The black market is already in Eastern Oregon. This has been going on for decades. It's probably easier now than it has ever been, thanks to internet, right? Like, you know, back in the old days, you probably had to know a guy to get a hold of some spores,
so
right? And now, I think the spores are legal. I think you can just go online to various different legal websites and order that. I don't think you have to go darknet on that. But if you just want to buy the mushrooms, then darknet sites have those.
I mean, if you're a collector of spore prints...
Spore prints? Is that what they're called?
Well, I mean, like, I'm assuming you can get them like that, too. Like, I'm just saying, if you're a collector of spores...
The number here is 603-283-6160, so they are now going to re-prohibit magic mushrooms, so they will not be allowed in therapeutic sessions at 25 or...
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join the show here, and I do want to thank Conrad Ozog, who is a Free Talk Live supporter. Conrad is contributing $10 a month to our AMPS program. Thank you, Conrad. It really makes a big difference for us to have listeners directly supporting the show. It means we don't have to lean on advertisers to keep this thing rolling into the future. And so we really appreciate the support. You can join Conrad. You don't have to do 10 a month. He's doing twice what we ask. We only ask for 5. So head on over to amps.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. It's a way for you to get behind what we do here and help us support this mission of spreading the message of peace and liberty and freedom 7 nights a week on broadcast radio and streaming online, podcast, and more. You can go to amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. It's Joe and Ian. Thanks here in the studio tonight. We're talking about drug prohibition in the form of magic mushrooms, which, by the way, magic mushrooms are the next frontier in drug decriminalization and legalization. I don't know if you've been paying attention, Joa, to the different areas of the country that have started to decriminalize these things. Have you seen any
of those? Not really, not particularly.
So it started with Denver, Colorado.
Yep.
I believe they were the first city in the United States to decriminalize. Not like Oregon did. Oregon said they wanted to legalize just for therapeutic sessions, meaning that you would have to be with a psychologist or something and then right. be in their office, and then they would be authorized to give you a dose of magic mushrooms, and then you'd have a therapy session with them. That's the only way it's legal in Oregon right now. And now 25 Oregon counties, including 100 cities, have just undone that, and they've re-prohibited mushrooms for all reasons or whatever.
Well, now they're going to have a problem, you know, like they had before. You want no problem, you just allow it, and people can figure it out on their own.
Well, the black market was never going to go away because it was still not allowed. It was still right. under the control of the therapeutic. But Denver did do decrim for recreational purposes. I believe Santa Cruz out in California followed suit. Oakland, there have been a few West Coast cities. There have actually been a couple of Massachusetts towns that have done this. The Supreme Court of New Hampshire overturned a guy's conviction right. December of 2020, overturned a guy's conviction at the Superior Court level. The Supreme Court of New Hampshire said, no, this guy was using mushrooms for spiritual purposes, for religious purposes, and New Hampshire's Constitution, the right to express your religion, the right to right. to worship, is protected in the New Hampshire Constitution, which is stronger than the U.S. Constitution. The U.S. Constitution says you have a so-called right to religion, but in New Hampshire you have a right to worship how you want. So it's a much more like protected status.
Right.
And so they literally set this guy free. Now, unfortunately, the legislature has not undone the stupid law. It's still illegal, quote right. unquote, in New Hampshire, but it's sort of for spiritual purposes, for real religious purposes, it's de facto legal.
Has this been introduced to the new legislative sessions?
Not this year, but last year it was.
Oh, so they don't do it 2 years in a row?
They can't do it 2 years in a row. But there is a bill this year to completely abolish the war on drugs entirely.
I like that.
In New Hampshire.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
I guess that is another one.
Matt Santanastasso, the nightcap rep, was the one that, that put that forward, which is awesome.
Nice, nice.
So, yeah, we'll definitely be keeping an eye on that. So, but, you know, we are seeing magic mushrooms, psychedelic mushrooms, psilocybin is the active chemical there. We are seeing some movement towards decriminalization for recreational purposes. Some state's going to do it. It's just been happening on sort of a town by town.
They're just trying to find a way
level.
To make a get a cut.
Of course they are. Of course they are. But luckily there are some good organizations out there like Decriminalize Nature, which is a group that I believe started out in California. There is now a New Hampshire chapter, but they haven't really gotten kind of their feet wet yet, really. They're really new.
Right.
Anyway, they are of the belief that when you see a legalization measure come forward, that it shouldn't have taxes.
Right.
That it should just simply be end prohibition.
Right.
Just allow people to grow mushrooms, sell mushrooms, use mushrooms, share mushrooms, however they want.
Right.
That is true legal status. That's not some stupid regulatory crap with a bunch of rules and a bunch of taxes,
right.
which is what you know they're going to try to do.
And, like, I guess people should be, like, you know, understand that, don't get us wrong, or for me anyways, is that You should be responsible for anything you do in your life, you know?
So, whether you're on drugs or not.
Right, exactly. Yes. So yeah. When you are doing drugs, you might want to have an environment where you feel comfortable doing those drugs.
Absolutely, especially right. A psychedelic drug.
Right, exactly.
So let me get back to the story, though, because, you know, they talked to some people, right? Like, this is a report from KATU.com about these 25 counties that have now recriminalized the therapeutic use of mushrooms after they had been legalized 2 years prior at the state level ballot. Now the counties have voted to recriminalize. The Jackson County Commissioner Colleen Roberts, during a meeting in July, said, quote, "I do have concerns. We're a little head shy about time, place, and manner because of what happened with marijuana," she said. Well, what happened with marijuana? What's
you got stronger?
Nah, I don't think so, man. I mean, it's been pretty strong for a very long time.
Yeah.
Some officials expressed concern that rolling out the rules would be a trial and error process. McMinnville City Council Adam Garvin said, "I just know how bad the state stumbled with the rollout of the marijuana stuff, being involved with that firsthand," he said. Advocates for the treatment argue that unlike marijuana, magic mushrooms can be cultivated in a small indoor space, providing little incentive to illegal growers to create a legal front in states that allow the substance. You can grow a little bit of marijuana, too. You don't have to dedicate an entire room to that stuff. I knew a dude who grew some marijuana in his closet.
Okay, yeah, you can grow it outside.
It'd be done. Advocates say the substance could save lives, and some research shows it's been effective in aiding with depression, PTSD, and addiction. We've covered a lot of that research here on Free Talk Live over the years. In fact, I've got some fresh stories about it that we can share with you.
It's like last week of the guy taking mushrooms and standing out of his wheelchair.
Oh, my God. Wasn't that amazing?
Yeah,
literally.
That's a powerful story.
A crippled guy takes mushrooms. Had no expectation of it. You know, like, he didn't know what was going to happen. He just wanted to, you know, go on a trip at a music concert, like an electronic music show. And then all of a sudden, he's tapping his toe. All of a sudden, he's walking. And then they're just now trying to research this. Anyway, Bob and Amber Parnell are both veterans and have been married for 27 years. In June, the two attended a psilocybin treatment in Jamaica where it is legal. So this is kind of like a hot new thing. It used to be that if you wanted to take like a therapeutic mushroom session, you had to like go into the Amazon jungle and like travel for, you know, hours into the forest and then meet with like a witch doctor or some sort of a shaman who was going to take you on this journey.
I wonder if they created like all the ritual for these people, like the sort of religious aspect. They created all the fluff of it just so it can be considered by governments to be religious. You know what I mean?
I don't think that it's a created thing. I think that if you are looking for the spiritual side of this drug,
sure,
you are going to find it.
What if people don't want to find the spiritual side of the drug and they just want to have fun with it?
They may be able to do that. It may be that the spiritual side will reach you anyway, whether you like it or not. Have you ever done mushrooms?
I will not confirm nor deny.
Okay, well, I have, and
I
definitely consider them a spiritual experience. Absolutely. There's more coming up here. You can join the show at 603-283-6160. You can share your experience.
Yes, I have.
If you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
U.S. USA News update. The U.S. is ready to approve sending Patriot missiles to Ukraine after finally agreeing to an urgent request from the Ukrainian leaders. They claim they need the weapons to shoot down incoming Russian missiles attacking Ukrainian infrastructure. A man who killed his pregnant wife almost two decades ago may be getting his wish.
Scott Peterson might be granted a new trial right around the 20th anniversary of his pregnant wife's death. Prosecutors say he dumped her body into the San Francisco Bay on Christmas Eve 2002. Now a judge will soon decide if he will get a new trial after the discovery of a possible biased juror.
Republican primary voters have high regard for Florida Governor Ron DeSantis as a potential 2024 presidential nominee. A new Wall Street Journal poll shows Mr. DeSantis beats Mr. Trump 52% to 38% among likely GOP primary voters surveyed. Dave Collins, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We're talking about shrooms here tonight, psychedelic mushrooms. The legal status, or the illegal status, or the re-illegal status, as is happening in Oregon right now with 25 counties in Oregon. I don't know how many counties there are in Oregon, but it looks like the majority of them have now switched to mushrooms being illegal again for therapeutic use. So it had been legalized for therapeutic use in 2020, and then, but the state, whatever you call it, referendum, I guess, did have a provision to where each county or city could do a vote on their own and say what they wanted to do with this.
I like that because I like, you know, let's. Secession is great for New Hampshire, but I really want, like, each city, each town, start making their own rules so we can decide if we want to live there or not.
Well, the problem...
They get overzealous and they pass too many laws.
Yeah, so there's, like, a town like Keene, for instance, which is a beautiful little town.
Yeah.
It's unfortunately full of liberals.
Oh, yeah.
And so what they would do in Keene is they would, like, prohibit guns if they could.
Yeah.
You know, and so...
Or prohibit free staters if they could.
They would. There's a strong argument for, what do they call it? There's, like, a certain level of... So home rule is not what New Hampshire has. So it's whatever the opposite of home rule is. There's probably a term for it, but I don't know what it is offhand.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've, yeah.
Anyway, reverse home rule or whatever, not non-home rule. where basically in New Hampshire, in order for a city to be able to pass an ordinance, it has to have essentially approval from the state government first. And so normally you would think decentralization is a good thing, but not when it comes to tyrants, right? Because these little tyrants that are in these towns, they would love to have more control. Yeah. They would love to be able to pass all the crazy laws that they want to pass. That's how you end up with places like Chicago and New York City. So there's really something to be said for having a fairly rural state, because like our biggest quote-unquote city is Manchester, where you live, Joe, and there's like 125,000 people there. So
I live right here, Ian.
Well, that's true. You live on Earth. In Manchester, it's not a very big city, right? Like, as far as the scale of cities are concerned.
Right, it's definitely not the biggest city I've ever lived in.
So the majority of people in New Hampshire live outside of Manchester, and that's a good
thing.
And that's
actually smart, too. Right. I'm really stupid for living in Manchester.
No, it's a city. It's an ugly city.
Hey, I got to give Chris City some credit. It's a place to make money, you know?
Yeah, it's a city, sure. I mean, there's a lot of opportunity there. And there's a lot of free staters that live there.
That's
right. And there's a lot of things that are
easy
going on.
Easy to organize with that sense.
A lot of people. So that's a good thing.
And it's not too far from the country, too. So, like, you know, I just saw the movie Died Suddenly over in Ware. Yeah. And that was, a little bit out into the country-ish. You know,
did they download the whole movie before they played it?
Yes, it didn't die suddenly. Yeah.
So, anyway, we're talking about how these people in the cities, like in Oregon, for instance, Portland's got a lot of people, right? Like, so Portland voters can move a poll in one direction or another to some extent.
But
unfortunately, it means that the people who wanted to do mushroom therapy in Oregon, if they live in eastern Oregon, now they got to drive all the way to Portland to go and do a therapy session. So they're still going to be able to do it. They're just not going to be able to give their business to a therapist in their county. Right?
Well, sometimes a day trip is just as effective as a mushroom trip. Because it's a perspective change.
Sure, that's true. It doesn't hurt too.
By the time you get there, it's like, do we really want to take mushrooms now?
Yeah, I mean, you're looking at the bright side of this and everything, but unfortunately, it does mean that there's going to be more people arrested in these areas, and that's sad because, you know, as they're pointing out here at KATU.com, they talked to a couple of military veterans, and by the way, these military veterans are critical to making mushrooms legal all around the country. And that's because people love a veteran. And the veterans can do no wrong. So if the veterans say something, then they must be respected. And so you got to get them on your side for this. And the good news is they are. The ones that have tried mushrooms, they have had tremendous experiences with being able to defeat their PTSD and depression and things like that. So here's Bob and Amber Parnell. They've been married for 27 years. They're both veterans. And then they attended in June of this year a psilocybin treatment in Jamaica where it's legal. Now, we actually did do a story about Jamaican and I think was it Mexico? Anyway, there's certain countries where you can go, and Jamaica's one of them. I don't think it's legal in Mexico, but it's kind of like it might be tolerated.
Right.
But in Jamaica, it's actually straight up legal, so they have these resorts now.
Cool.
So instead of having to go into like the jungle to meet with a shaman at like some remote location, you just go to some really fancy resort. You pay a few $100 a day or something like that, and you spend $1,000 and you get a nice vacation in Jamaica, and they give you multiple doses of mushrooms over a 1 week long trip.
I'm sure they're very well educated and all kinds of aspects of that if they're doing it, and if they had a lot of customers, they've seen every angle of how people act and
react.
Sure, they had to handle situations. I think that's great. They're fine tuning this experience to allow you to have a life changer.
Exactly.
And I think that's what's super important about this. Making it illegal, maybe you're going to, I've never seen this, but maybe you're going to go in the alleyway and eat your mushrooms in the corner.
Don't do that.
That's the government way, guys, because, it's illegal. You can't do it out in broad daylight.
Right. You're right. This brings it out into the daylight. This brings it out into society. It allows for, as you're saying, people to develop better systems and better, safer environments for people because For anybody that's ever done a psychedelic, you know that it's that set and setting that is the most important thing. That is the number one most important thing, is to be in a place where you're comfortable, to be in a place where you're surrounded by people that care about you, people you know and you feel comfortable with. And that's always been the sort of the mantra of the psychedelic user. And having an actual place that you can go and pay to provide that to you is a good thing, because it opens this experience up to people that don't already have friends within the psychedelic community, right? Because if you knew somebody, like, let's say our friend Nobody, he's sort of known for helping people through a bad trip, or, you know, he can trip sit for you and that kind of thing. You don't know somebody like that, you probably shouldn't do a psychedelic, because you don't have that guide, somebody who's been through it before to be there with you. And you don't want to do that by yourself for the first time, for sure. So this opens that up.
Unless you have good conscience and you can probably handle it, but like, you should always,
you know, I wouldn't recommend
general.
It. Yeah.
I wouldn't recommend it by Ian.
No, I don't
slap it on the side of your bag of mushrooms.
I don't think it's a good idea to recommend a psychedelic experience for somebody alone at all. I agree, and I don't know what you're getting into. You really don't.
Yeah.
Even if you dip your toes into it, like you don't do a full dose or whatever, you know, you never know. So, and I'm not saying you should be afraid of it. Don't ever go into this stuff with fear either. But that's one of the reasons you want to have somebody who's nearby with experience, because
Your mind won't wander in the wrong place, kind of thing.
They've been there. So Amber and Bob, Amber had reserved the experience of the retreat, he said, because I suffered from alcoholism, said Bob, explaining that reintegrating into civilian life after retiring from the military had left him feeling hopeless. He said, at one point, I was a first sergeant, so I was responsible for people's lives, people's training, and I had a mission to help other soldiers. When I retired, going from military to civilian life honestly was a shock, because it wasn't the guy on my right and the guy on my left are looking out for me. The guy on my right and the guy on my left are looking to stab me in the back so they can take my position, he said. And I'm sorry he feels that way. I don't know if that's true everywhere. He said that, coupled with the lack of structure that exacerbated his ADHD, triggered him to drink excessively. Amber, his wife, who said the retreat, which they attended together, not only helped him with his addiction recovery, which is, by the way, there's been studies done on this, where people who have problems with alcohol can take a dose of mushrooms in a therapeutic setting, and they can literally be done with their addiction to alcohol.
Wow.
It helped them in their marriage, she said. Quote, he had been drinking for a long time, but I didn't know. And when it kind of all exploded, he went to rehab and then to sober living, and he was gone for 6 months. When he came home, I was still processing my trauma and issues. He was sober and had learned all these great tools, but he was also trying to reintegrate with the family that he'd been separated from for 6 months. We were struggling with communication, just all of the things that you would expect. We'll talk a little bit more about their story. And you can join us here and bring up whatever's on your mind. The number is 603-283-6160. Maybe you want to share your experience with psychedelic mushrooms. You can join us here.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage. Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, phones are open if you want to join the show. Maybe you want to talk about the status of so-called magic mushrooms where you live. Right now, Oregon, you got 25 counties that have voted to recriminalize the therapeutic use of magic mushrooms. Unfortunately, ending this war on drugs is no easy task. I mean, the marijuana decriminalization and legalization movements have literally taken 50 years. Years to finally come about in the status where they are today. And it took, what, 20-something years before, 26, 25 years before California passed Proposition 214 or whatever it was that did medical cannabis, and then it was a slow drip of more medical states, and then finally we had Oregon, and we had Washington State pass, or not Oregon, it was Colorado, I think Washington went first for legalization back in 2012, I think it was. So, I mean, it has been a gruelingly slow process.
And why was it banned in the first place? Come on.
It was banned in the first place because it was in the 1930s
DuPont.
Because DuPont and other manufacturers like the Hearst Corporation, the newspaper man, they didn't want it. They didn't want hemp around to compete with them, so they put out a propaganda campaign about cannabis, and then that rolled into the war on drugs, which started in the 1970s under Richard Nixon, and has resulted in the incarceration of millions of peaceful humans within the United States.
The war on drugs, it wasn't that exacerbated by, what's his name, not Nixon.
Well, he started it.
Oh, he did start that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it started under him.
Okay.
Who else were you?
I was thinking, I'm drawing a blank right now, but next Republican.
Reagan?
Reagan.
Yes, Reagan ramped it up. It was Reagan's wife who came up with the Just Say No.
Just Say No.
Campaign. Of course, you know, everybody else ramped it up after that. Bill Clinton, you know, everybody that followed him.
This is your war. This is your brain on drugs and the cracking it.
Yeah, yeah. I remember that one, too.
Good times.
So it's still going, and it's still insane, and people are still being put in prison, and now in 25 counties in Oregon, they're going to still put you in prison, even if they catch you in a psychologist's office taking mushrooms in a completely controlled environment. You will still be a criminal in 25 counties now in Oregon.
Never hurt anybody.
Nope. So we were talking about the Parnells and telling their story here from KATU.com. This is a couple who had gone down to Jamaica in the summertime this year, and they went to one of these psilocybin resorts where they were treated. In his case, they were both of them were military, ex-military.
Wow.
He had a drinking problem, and he'd gone to some sort of a sober living center and then ended up coming out of that. Allegedly was sober, but was struggling with communication with his family. The Parnells say they feel the treatment coupled with therapy and a willingness to change could be the formula that many need to survive. They said, or his wife said, quote, "We talked about a lot of cravings, or about a lot about cravings and things, and he says, it's just completely different to me. It's a life-saving thing, and I get really passionate about the fact that it's not accessible," she said. The treatment is now legal in 20 of Oregon's most populated cities and 11 counties where the measure passed. So 25 counties made it illegal, and 11 counties kept it legal. Six counties, they show here, saw officials sending an opt-out measure back to their electorate despite the fact that it passed in 2020. Of those counties, several of them flipped, voting to opt out of legalizing the hallucinogen, and Jackson and Deschutes counties both voted to allow it again. November 23rd, Jackson County commissioners are set to decide whether to approve time, place, and manner restriction recommendations made by planning commissioners. As though you need some centralized government bureaucrat to decide when, where, and how you can meet with a therapist. Because remember, we're not talking about decrim here for all mushroom use. We're not talking about just going out and buying mushrooms, which you should be able to do. No, you should be able to grow your own. You should be able to buy it. You should be able to sell it. No, that's not what they have there. We're talking about you going to a therapist, a licensed government-approved therapist, and paying way too much money because there's no competition in order to have that therapist hold your hand through a mushroom.
Because something that grows in your basement, you know?
Or outside on some cow dung.
Yeah. You know, you can go on a hike, and then maybe you can find some. You can eat some, and there's no government eyes to see you do it. Now, be very careful what you eat.
Indeed. So anyway, the story goes on with some unnecessary details, but that's the main takeaway here is it's really sad to see the prohibitionist mindset is still alive and well, despite the fact that there's been so much evidence, and this process is going to be just like the marijuana process, where it's going to take years probably to get these things overturned. Now, that may not be the case here in New Hampshire, and I'm optimistic here. Even though New Hampshire is slow to change, and that is both a good thing and a bad thing, because it means it's hard to pass new laws in New Hampshire, so that's the good side of it.
Right.
But the bad side of it is if there is a law that's been passed, like drug prohibition,
it's even harder.
It's hard to get rid of
it. That's like everywhere, too.
But no, it's New Hampshire makes it particularly hard. But ultimately, we've got freedom-loving people moving here. And so the numbers of freedom-loving people in the state legislature are on the increase. And we're starting to see, of course, drug decriminalization, drug legalization is a kind of both sides of the aisle issue.
Yeah.
There are Democrats who support this, and there are Republicans who support it. And there are Democrats who are drug prohibitionists, like Joe Biden. And there are Republicans who are drug prohibitionists. So we have to move this ball in the direction of freedom. And I think New Hampshire is going to lead the way for at the very least, the East Coast. We've seen a couple Massachusetts cities decriminalize the recreational use of psilocybin, but there has yet to be an East Coast or east of the Mississippi state that has passed anything about it. And I think that we're going to see it happen here because all we got to do is trot out the veterans And we don't have to do this city by city. If we can pull this off at the state level...
It's a lot of old reps out there that we can replace. And
that's going to happen over time, too.
They'd be happy to retire.
Yeah. Well, and plus, with the oldsters, you trot out a couple veterans in front of them, and their eyes glaze over with stars.
Sure. For sure.
And then they'll, like, do whatever the veterans say.
Their eyes are glazed over? What's that? What's going on in there?
It laced the water and stayed out
with mushrooms. Geez, Louise.
No, you shouldn't do that, people. It's not good to dose somebody against their will. That's never a good plan. Yeah. You have to consent to these sorts of things. But we are going to see, I think, some... I think
they got fluoride in the water. Maybe we can put mushrooms in the water.
Actually, in Keene, they don't add fluoride.
That's good.
Keene, there's some natural fluorine, I think it is, that sort of naturally appears in the water.
It's not as bad for you.
Yeah. So, anyway, I think that there's been a lot of work over the years on cannabis here in New Hampshire, and we haven't yet seen legalization in New Hampshire for cannabis, but I think that's been a good thing.
Yeah.
And the reason why is because... We get to the people who are proposing legalization bills are now, a lot of them are free staters. And so even though, there's still going to be some, some restrictions, they're not proposing as many restrictions as the other states that have put it into place. So it's going to be a more freedom oriented.
They don't want to set up a whole new system is what it is. They want to try to make it as light as possible, hopefully.
Well, I mean, what I want to see is just completely ending prohibition.
Yes.
We're not going to see that likely. But, it's going to be, I think, lighter than any other state so far. At least that's what I'm hoping.
Yeah.
Because everything with the crazy rules has been rejected. All the crazy restriction legalization proposals, they've failed. And that's a good thing.
Hey, I would rather see people smoking weed in the streets of Manchester, than shooting up, which
absolutely.
I see all the damn time in Manchester.
I've seen the needles. I haven't seen the actual act.
Yes,
of
I have seen people literally just walking down the sidewalk. All of a sudden, they squat down, and they have their jacket over their head, and they're shooting up, and they'll fall backwards.
Wow.
And they'll be doing this in alleyways, behind houses, all the
crazy.
Most random places. And it's because they don't have a safe place to do their drugs. And if they did have a safe place, they probably wouldn't be dying in the streets. I remember one night, there was three people that died in the streets.
Wow.
That was crazy.
It is really sad. And so this needs to end. This insane war on drugs needs to end. There's a little bit more here we can talk about with magic mushrooms. We're going to move away from the Oregon story and just talk about some of the science, because, again, there's all this interesting stuff. These interesting studies that have been coming out about mushrooms. That's one of the nice things about where we're at now with sort of the open-mindedness that we've created with the cannabis information. I think we can use that as a wedge to bring in medical mushrooms and or recreational mushrooms, whichever one has the best chance of passing, because the studies are unbelievable. I mean, cannabis has some really good effects on people. Mushrooms have had some amazing effects on people. Like you mentioned, the dude just literally healing and being able to walk again after taking some magic mushrooms at an electronic music show.
Well, Jesus was a mushroom.
There's a strong argument for that. There's more coming up here in moments. The number 603-283-6160. Hour number 3 is on the way. It is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.